Well, Chicago Mayor Lightfoot was taking a bit of a victory lap, if you will, after some new crime stats came out. And for the year, murders were down 4%, kind of flying in the face of maybe a lot of the narratives out there. So she felt the need to point that out. But as usual, they probably doesn't tell all of the story. Joining us right now from Wire Points is Matt Rosenberg. Good morning to you, Matt. I know you wrote about this. It's called Don't Downplay Chicago Crime This Year. It's up 34%. Let's dig into some of those numbers. So, I mean, how accurate is it when the mayor says murder's down 4%?
Well, it is accurate up to the end of week 11 this year. A week ago yesterday, murder was down 4% and shooting incidents were down 12%. But as we pointed out in our article, if you look back to before COVID in 2019, we're up 86% in murders year to date, and shooting incidents are up 57%. And then, as you mentioned, if you look at overall crime so far this year, major crimes, we're up 34%. Yeah. So, you know, that old saying by Mark Twain about what you can do with statistics is true. And let's look at the big picture.
Hear, hear.
So if murders and shootings are down, but crime is up, what kind of crimes are shooting up?
Well, we took a close look at that. And Judy, motor vehicle theft is up 44%. Theft, 63%, burglary, 32%, and then there are three more categories of crime that are up somewhat lesser amounts: aggravated battery, robbery, and criminal sexual assault. Now, I don't want to overload anyone with numbers, but yeah. I've got to point out, they break it down by police district, too. We've got 25 of them. Here's what really worries me, guys. We're losing the loop.
Really?
Big time. And we're going to have some more on this, I think, this coming week at Wire Points, taking a good look at the North Loop and Near North Side, which is Police District 18, and the South Loop and Near South Side, which is District 1. As of last week, crime was up 139% in the South Loop and Near South Side, and 88%. In the North Loop and Near North Side, all those categories, you know, motor vehicle theft, burglary, criminal sexual assault, robbery. It's bad out there, guys. And if we lose downtown, man, we're really in a pickle.
He's Matt Rosenberg with Wire Points. Again, the stats coming out, the crime stats coming out. And yeah, I think it is fair to maybe look back to a pre-pandemic, because it feels like, at least pandemic-wise, we're getting back to some semblance of normalcy. But I think it's amazing when you talk about the crime rate in the loop, because I don't think that's even fully bounced back. You know, the idea that office buildings are full again and people are commuting in, those numbers haven't even returned, but the crime is through the roof.
Yeah, and maybe there's a connection. And
okay. This
is also, you know, a thing for cities nationwide. You know, New York is struggling with this. We assume that the office buildings will fill back up, but maybe they need to be converted into apartments. It's not clear, you know. Remote work is really taking hold. We have, to some extent, a tourism and a hospitality industry-based economy here. There's much more to it. The unsexy stuff that people really don't see and is out there all over the place. Light manufacturing, financial services, a million great things that give us real economic heft here. But, you know, if it's not popping downtown and on the Near North Side, or people are scared they're going to be carjacked, that's going to hurt our city's economy. So, Bruce and Judy, I think the question then moves to, okay, what do you do? And one thing I've talked a lot about is foot patrols with crews and cars as backup. And we really don't have solid foot patrols in our, say, 15 most dangerous neighborhoods. And it's a lightning rod issue, because some activists will call that over-policing. The black people I've talked to say there is no such thing as over-policing. Give us more police and better police. Right now, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, look, getting back to these numbers here, I'm more afraid of these numbers going up in theft and motor vehicle and burglary than I am in the numbers going down in murder and shooting, because those bigger numbers affect so many more people, right?
They absolutely do. And, you know, when neighbors in Bucktown start talking about hiring private security firms,
wow.
Yeah, which they did last fall, there's a problem in this city. And with Wicker Park and that great stretch of Milwaukee Avenue, that cool, funky stretch, you know, between Damon and North Avenue, where I've spent loads of time myself with my family, when that becomes kind of a hellhole late at night because of things going on at a certain bar and shootings and killings, and when the owners call police and the police are so short-staffed they can't show up, you know, it's just an indicator of how things have gotten in Chicago. So we've got this amazing city here, and I think a lot of the national critics, you know, just like to look at the numbers and say, ah, there you go, another city run by Democrats, put a fork in it. And boy, that's not me. I grew up here, and this is a fantastic place, but we're losing it, and it's a lot to lose.
He's Matt Rosenberg, again, with Wire Points, and I agree with everything you just said, because I think, to be fair, there's plenty of blame to go around. While I think Mayor Lightfoot deserves certainly a share of it, I don't think she, and she alone, is why crime is going up. So, you know, you talk about it. You talk about still being a fan and wanting to cheer for Chicago. So what do we do? Where do we start with solutions? Because this almost feels like, you know, and I don't want to get to the point where it's like, it's so big that we just kind of throw our hands up and say we can't do anything.
I know. And so this is a hard conversation for some people. The household by household solution is huge. And here's the third rail, parenting.
Yeah.
Parenting. Now, you remember after that bus driver got beat up down on Michigan Avenue last autumn? You saw the video. It was shocking.
Horrible.
Pressed on the matter at a media availability, Mayor Lightfoot, for one hot minute, said parents are responsible. She was on the right track then. So let's not do this in an accusatory way. Let's remember things like, for instance, Reverend Corey Brooks down in Woodlawn, among the many programs he's run, you know, and there have been some great ones, like the 18 black female electricians who got certified last summer. I thought that was awesome. Could we scale that kind of thing citywide, please? But among the other programs he's run have been parenting classes. Now, this is not new, right? But let's muster our resources at the community level to help parents who may be a little overwhelmed. Maybe they became parents too young. It happens a lot. Maybe dad's not in the picture. City data show that's the case very, very often, particularly in black households. Let's find ways to help parents do it right so kids don't drift off into gangs, because we're suffering from a tyranny of the minority here. You know, there's maybe 100,000, tops 140,000 gang members in Chicago. That's 5% of the population, tops. But they're having an outsized impact. So parenting is big. School vouchers at the state level, and, you know, that's another show.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a can of worms.
it is. Nutshell there, we had thought, many people, that the state constitution barred spending taxpayer money at religious schools for students who want to go there. Turns out, not anymore. There was a major U.S. Supreme Court ruling in 2020 that probably makes that possible in all states across the country. You know, we won't see that with the current legislature in Springfield, but that's something we need to be talking about. Economic opportunity, education that works. You know, we talk about root causes a lot, but we always hear these sort of formulaic constructs. Oh, well, historic disinvestment, systemic racism. And it's, you know, come on. Saying those magic words doesn't solve anything. So let's figure out constructive things, like construction industry training programs, higher quality schools across the board. I think the real systemic racism now is that, you know, less than one out of five Chicago public school students who are black can meet the national standard in math and reading in the National Assessment for Educational Progress. There's some systemic racism for you. Why don't we do something about that? That's shocking.
And just real quick, Matt, what do you think about the prosecution angle? Because that's a lot of people like to gang up on, you know, Kim Fox. But do you think that's one of the, you know, variables here, too?
I do. And, you know, the Tribune and some of their crack investigative reporters a year or two ago did a detailed and important analysis showing that there are a lot of prosecutions dropped. State's Attorney Fox talks now about her acceptance rate to prosecute cases, but after cases are accepted for prosecution, they get dropped sometimes. Also, bail reform under Cook County Chief Judge Tim Fox has been a problem. But you know what falls to the side is the probation and parole programs. We've had a number of high-profile killings where the charged suspect was someone who was out on probation. And that really eats at me. How can we do a better job with young men who are on probation and make sure they don't get into more trouble and take someone's life? So it's not just prosecutions and bail reform. I think there's the idea behind it all is the big problem. We think it's a race crime if a black man is in custody, and we have to remember that deterrence matters. You need cops on the street, and you need punishment when there is violent crime, and that's tough for some people to swallow.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Matt.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
He's Matt Rosenberg with WirePoints, and again, you can check out his piece at wirepoints.org. Don't downplay Chicago's crime this year. It's up 34%, and as you heard him kind of lay out, plenty of blame to go around, for goodness sakes. A lot of people have their hands in it. Focus on the solutions. Come on, we can do this, and moving forward.